Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 53A, entitled, Can We All See the Bible Alike? If a statement is made often enough, people will come to believe it even if it's not true. A good example is that which you hear so often in religion, we can't all see the Bible alike. The Apostle Paul disagreed with this idea when he said, Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. We see alike to the point that each automobile must have a state license. Those who cannot see this are fined. We see that all must stop for a red. Well, what is your interpretation of a red light? Does it mean stop to one and go to another? No, it means stop to all just alike. One who will not see this endangers his life and the lives of others, and he's required to pay a fine. We see the time of day alike. Those who refuse to see as all the rest of us may miss their appointments. If we should disagree on the time of day, we simply go to the recognized authority and we correct one or both of our clocks. The objection may be made that we do not see alike on the kind of automobile to buy or on the kind of clothes to wear or whatever. But there's no law that tells us we must purchase a certain kind of car or wear a certain style of clothing. Where there is a law that tells us what to do, we must and we do see alike in everyday matters. Where there is no law, we're at liberty to do as we please. But the Bible is God's law, and we should follow it in matters where God has spoken. The Bible tells us there's one God. The Bible affirms that Jesus is the Son of God. Can we see this? Well, some do not see it. Why? Is it because they do not understand what the Bible says? Does it tell one man that Jesus is the Son of God and another that he's not the Son of God? The point is, if we understand the Bible at all, we understand it alike. And if we do not understand it alike, then somebody misunderstands it somewhere. And there are many who just don't believe the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 5 at verse 17, Paul says, Be not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. It is essential then that we study the Bible and learn what the will of the Lord is. It's an easy dodge in religious matters to sit back and say, Well, I don't understand. I don't know that my understanding is wrong. I don't know that it's right. You don't know that yours is wrong. You don't know that it's right. And so you have your view and I'll have mine, and we'll travel our separate roads and everything will be all right. Notice again Ephesians 5:17. Be not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. It takes diligent study with an open mind comparable to that of the Bereans in Acts chapter 17 at verse 11. They had a ready mind, and they searched the Scriptures daily to prove what Paul was teaching.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosper.